I will edit this later on. All right?
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Cool.
All right, so we're going to go live in 3, 2.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Hey, we're going to get started here in just, we'll give you a couple of minutes to transfer over from the other call. But Jen, I'm super excited about this time together. First opportunity is that it's my first opportunity to train with you.
I know, and you're getting a whole lot of Jen Jones. First the leadership call, and now here we are again.
Little double shot of Jen Jones coming at you on a Monday night. Hey, we're going to be talking about how to leverage the upcoming events during the busy holiday season to impact a lot of lives, grow your business, grow your opportunities to help more people, and to get the word out faster and easier than maybe you have been doing it. So we're going to be sharing some tips on that. We'd love to see in the chat message, what was the first event, big event, national event, meaning that it was hosted by the company or it was a field-wide event. What was your first event, corporate or company-wide event? Wow, they're just flying through there, lots of opportunities. My first event that I went to was the National Convention in 2009. I believe that it was in Phoenix. That's where it was. And it was at the Camelback, I think. It was in the desert. My wife didn't go to any of the sessions. I wanted to go there. It was like my third or fourth month being a coach. And I actually went there as an executive director. I had had a lot of weight loss. Some of you know my story. I lost 100 pounds on the program. And it was about that time that we went there. And so we got all new clothes. And it was kind of like, we're going to go to this event. And back then, I think, Jen, there was probably a total of 1,200 coaches. Now there's 40,000. And so it was kind of an intimate affair. And, you know, there's people there, Colonel Brad McDonald, the co-founder of OptaVia and the chairman of the board, who's passed away a few years ago. He was there. Dr. A was there. And it was an amazing event. It was totally different than what I thought it was. I don't know about what your experience was, but my experience was the event was extremely different than what I expected. I thought there was going to be out there people walking across the stage with big checks and big cars and that kind of thing, because I thought that that's kind of the business model of what this was. But what I saw was Dr. Mark Nelson, cardiologist, walked away from his career as a cardiologist to do OptaVia full-time. Dr. Joe Picarero. I saw all these health professionals, and there was this health professional panel that I was like, they're doing the same thing that I'm doing. I mean, I felt like I was a recovering fat guy. I still hadn't even read the Habits of Health and done the workbook and any of that stuff. I was still kind of in the 5-1. I didn't really have much information about what this whole thing was. So it was completely awe-inspiring. And I immediately came home and was like, oh my goodness, if those people can do that, what could I do? Like, so inspired. How about you?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm still stuck on the fact that you got all new clothes for your first event.
It was like a new pair of khaki pants and like a black shirt.
Because that's something I would do, David. Just some insight. It's a great excuse for a new outfit. And I think even though this one's online, come on, it's a great excuse for a new outfit. But I'm looking in the chat and it's fascinating for me to see how many people's first events that are on this call right now was the virtual business summit that we did in April of 2020. That like came through there. I know there's a lot of people who Business Momentum is what it was called, 2020. I know there's a lot of people that have been coaching a lot longer than that. But I think it's so exciting that, and really proof that this community of health coaches, regardless of some of the limitations, we really do seize obstacles as opportunities, and we can create an awful lot together. And so my first event actually was a national convention in 2013, and it was in Nashville, Tennessee. And I know tonight we're going to talk about the power of the invitation and how important it is for us as coaches to really extend the invitation to the different people in our world and our life. And we're going to get real we're going to get tactical with that. But I remember I was not a client or a coach. I was a candidate. And I remember when my coach invited, she saw something in me. She cared about me. And it wasn't like we didn't even live in the same state. We had history together, but we weren't like deeply connected, but she saw something in me. And she also saw that what OptiVia was, one, that I could benefit from it. It could solve a problem for me. And maybe it would enable me another tool in my belt to make an impact. And I know that all of us deep down desire to do something meaningful with our life. And so she saw that in me and invited me. And I remember being a little nervous, like, but what am I getting into? And she couldn't really explain it. I didn't really need it to. I just needed her to say, just come and see. You're going to understand more about how this health program can really shape your life and your family's life. And then you're going to experience what it maybe means to even consider exploring coaching and how that could really make a meaningful difference and provide for your family. Because I was actually at a transition, a crossroads in our home of needing to create some extra income. And I think that that's where a lot of the world sits. I think a lot of the world sits right now needing an option. So she promised me no strings attached, just come and see. And I did. And here I am 7 years later. So I think it's really, really exciting. The two events that we want to leverage. So do you want to kind of talk about the first one that's going to be happening and a little overview of that?
Yeah. For those of you that just arrived here, I'm David Bush. This is Jen Jones. And we're talking today about how to best leverage the upcoming events to get the most out of them. And so there's two major field-led events. We have our regular Habits of Health community time every Wednesday night. And that's something that we do each week at 8:30 Eastern time. And then that's 30 minutes long. And then right after that is a Inspiring Stories of Transformation, which is basically an introduction to our program and our coach opportunity with coach-specific stories. The Habits of Health call is more about our program and our elements. And then we have a transformation stories. But one of the things that we came up with this year is that rather than having a lot of different teams doing events where we get a chance to present the program and introduce them to the coach opportunity, we decided to do more field-wide events. And so every 8 to 12 weeks, we have been doing these health and hope nights, and they are awe-inspiring. So you might just want to jot the date down right now, November 18th. It's a Wednesday night. Instead of our normal Habits of Health community time and our Inspiring Stories of Transformation, we're going to use that hour to introduce people to the four components of our program and the health coach opportunity. What I would say in terms of the presentation is that you're going to attend this presentation, you're going to get a solid understanding of what we do, why we do it, how it works, who's been successful on it. And you're going to get a random sampling of different stories. So you're going to have a healthy body story, a healthy mind story, and then healthy finances story. So what I tell people, what I tell coaches is that it's probably a comparison of a 70-30. 70% is healthy body, healthy mind, 30% healthy finances. We don't go into the compensation plan. We don't detail out the specifics, but it is a great opportunity. It's a great hour. I call it a power hour. This particular event is going to be hosted by Daniel and Deborah Giles, Integrated Presidential Directors, amazing story. Daniel, if you don't know, has this amazing accent that's very attractive and soothing. So if you just get people on to hear his accent, and Deborah is a trophy wife of Daniel, so they'll get a chance to really bring the great conversation that they have and just the dynamics that they have as a couple. And then they got these amazing stories. There's a couple of different stories I want to tell you about just so that you kind of keep this in mind, is that the stories that are going to be featured on this particular week is going to be a man by the name of David, who lost 127 pounds, Brenda, who lost 80 pounds, and Michael, both together. Michael lost 101 pounds. So they've lost 181 pounds together as a couple. And then Grace and Jeremy are going to be sharing, and Grace lost 23 and Jeremy lost 40 pounds. Now, again, we're not all about the focus on weight loss, but as soon as I said those numbers, maybe you may be connected to some names. You may be connected to some people that you're currently working with or you're currently reaching out to. And so we would just encourage you, number one, save the date for that event. Number two, just know that this event is going to bring the goods. And we're going to talk about how to go about inviting people and how you go about keeping track of the people that you invited in just a little bit. But Jen, do you want to give them a little bit of a recap? I know we already talked about the Together We Rise Summit, but maybe give them a little bit of an understanding of how Together We Rise, the virtual coaching summit, is different than the Health and Hope Night program and coach introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me give you the date again. It's November 21st, and it's an all-day Saturday event, one-day event. And it's going to start, there's going to be a pre-show, because what we do want is we want this, it is a virtual coaching summit. It is created for you as a coach and all of the health coaches that you are partnered with and that you work with, but also your guests. This is an event for someone like me, you know, a candidate, someone who might be a client, might not be, but it is open, because it's going to be just a fantastic online event. We want access. We want people to have access to be able to be both educated and inspired by who we are and what we do, because it's perhaps exactly what they're looking for and exactly what they need as they finish up this year and move into 2021. So it's going to be fun. It's going to have a lot of exciting things woven throughout the entire day. We're fully aware that no one wants to sit in their chair the entire day. So it's going to be fun. And it's going to start around, I believe it's at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So 11 o'clock Eastern time. And just throughout the day, you're going to hear from so many people, because one thing that Dr. Anderson talked about on the leadership call is stewardship. And part of stewardship is collaboration and co-creation. So you're going to get to hear so many different voices and you're going to resonate with someone, and the people and the guests that you invite, they're going to resonate with someone. And it's going to be like, oh yes, if they can, me too. I want more of this. Tell me how. So, you know, all the things. And so, to that, it is going to be both transformational, because, you know, David, you said it so well on the last call about these events really do help us personally grow. I know that since my first event in 2013, I haven't missed an event, and every single one of them has really been pivotal in my personal growth and my development as a person, but really becoming the leader that I was created to be. So it's transformational, but there's also going to be some transactional things offered so that wherever you're at in this business, you will get what you need to take that next best step for you, where you're at on your journey of health coaching, so that you can continue to grow both transformationally and transactionally. So Dr. Anderson, of course, is going to give a vision talk about where we're going. He's going to do it. Now, here's the thing, you guys, you do not want to miss out. At the very beginning, Dr. Anderson is going to be doing an interview style discussion with Jim Defner, and they're really, and he's the author of Conscious Leadership, but they're going to do a discussion really about where we are as a country and how to adapt to change with a growth mindset. That's why it's really something that you're not going to want to miss as a coach. To really capture that growth mindset, because that's truly what you need to serve more people well and to become who you were created to become. But also, it's what your guests might need to hear. It's going to be really relevant for where they're at right now. And so, you know, a lot of us are doing things that we don't like doing. A lot of us are having to operate in ways that not as fun as it once was, but that the part of the summit is going to be, okay, yeah, I get that. We see that. That's real. But how can we adapt? How can we embrace some of the changes? And how can we become something as a result of these obstacles that actually attracts more people to us and really actually propels and is a catalyst for our culture to serve more people well? So it's really gonna be key for your growth to attend the summit and the growth of your business and the people that you serve. And so there's multiple speakers, multiple options, multiple activity, multiple funness, if that's even a word. It's just going to be a very live, interactive, one-day virtual coaching summit. Was that good? Did I cover it?
Just for clarity, it's funnest. Is that right? or is it more funner?
Just to be clear.
More funner?
More funner. Let's go with more funner.
Awesome and awesomer. That's the way it works around here. Well, in terms of dates, if right now you're just kind of swirling, just come on back to me and say, just take a deep breath, right? There's no such thing as being overwhelmed or having to feel overwhelmed. If you start to feel overwhelmed, just stop, challenge the way that you're feeling, and then choose to not be overwhelmed and choose to have fun with the idea of these upcoming events. And here's the way that I would picture it if I were you, and I am kind of like you, we're all coaches. So if you're in a position where you want to figure out how to leverage these events, think about it this way, is that you'd like to have an opportunity to grow. That's why you're here tonight. You'd like to have an opportunity for other people to become awakened to what it is that you're doing, why you're doing it, how it works, and how other people are transforming their lives with it to see if it's a fit. That's the goal of leveraging these events on the front side for the Health and Hope Night. Now, the coach event on the 21st, that's going to be more for opportunity for people to come and to learn more about the coach opportunity and then how to go into the details of growing as a coach, whether you want to grow a really big business or whether you just want to grow a part-time income. It's going to be up to you. There's going to be breakout sessions that are fit for you. So that's ultimately what you want, right? So think about it from this perspective. If you'd like to have more people become awakened, you'd like to grow as a coach, and you'd like to have more people as coaches, think about it as a funnel. Is that when you think about the Health and Hope Night, the Health and Hope Night is really at the top of the funnel. It's the highest point. And that's going to be a place where you're going to want to, number one, be there for yourself, because you want to learn how to become more integrated. You want to learn how to become better at presenting our program and our coach opportunity. And the more times you get a chance to hear it, you know, Jim Rohn says the repetition is the mother of all skill. If you want to become more skilled at presenting the program, listen to the professionals, the people that have become integrated presidential directors, listen to how they present it. Because you don't have to do it just like them, but if you understand the tone and the pace and the flow and the scope and how they present it, you'll become better at explaining it to your family members and friends and candidates. So at the very top of the funnel is the Health and Hope Night. Why is this at the top of the funnel? Because this is something that anybody and everybody could come. And one of the things, if you're a brand new coach, one of the things you could really benefit from is perspective from your closest family members and friends to attend this event and give you feedback. Not because you want them to become a client in the month of November, or because you want them to lose 10 pounds with you, or you want them to become a coach. You may want those things, but what if you just invited people to come learn about what it is that you're doing and why it's working and how it works, just to give you some feedback so that you can better understand what people would think about this program if you were to introduce it to them. Jen, do you see how that could maybe be a simple starting point for a brand new coach, is just to think about inviting people that are maybe on their heart for health to come to the Health and Hope Night, just to get exposed to what it is that they're doing?
Oh, I think it's an incredible way to just explore for that potential and for that person that's in their life, whether it's an acquaintance, an old friend, or a family member, just like you said. It's the great way. For me, I just think it's one of the best ways to expose them to the whole picture of what we offer and who we are. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the same is true. I think what you described is why we invite. I mean, that's really why we invite people, because I'm seeing in the chat, it's the heart of Optavia is so, yes, they get to see what's possible, like in the predictable transformation sense. And that's powerful, hearing someone else's story. But they also get to really see the heart of Optavia. And I love how you define it as a funnel. And I think the Together We Rise event is... It's still very large. I mean, cast the net wide. It's still a very large part of the funnel, but it is probably just a little more narrow as we get into the tactics of, like you said, how do I become a better coach? And I saw you guys saying, I want to be a better coach. That's really what this coaching summit is intended to do. It's to help you become a better coach. I do want to talk about like the specifics of even who to invite to this. It's being asked a lot. Can a potential coach come? Can someone that's on my heart, the same people that you were even alluding to with the Health and Hope Night, can I invite those people? Do I invite my clients or maybe my sister-in-law, who I think would really be great at this and I want her to experience my community? The answer is yes. They are welcome, and I would encourage you, and they can register. there's a lot of ways on the leadership call. Jeremy talked about all the different ways that this is going to be streamed to have the easiest possible access for people. So there is a Facebook page. There is going to be like a Zoom webinar. It is going to be live streamed, all of the ways that they can, and it's free. So, I mean, it really, the fact that it's free makes it an easy invitation to the sage coach who's been doing this forever. It's a no-brainer. For the new coach, that maybe it's like, you know, how much can I invest here? Just your time. Just give me a day. So that new coach, it's going to be vital to invite all of those new coaches that are in your world, or maybe the coach who has had we've all had a lot of life happen, but maybe the coach that it really kind of took them out. 2020 was just rough. Invite that coach. This will be a great opportunity for them to come back into community, to feel seen and heard, and then to maybe grow, to maybe hear things in a different, with a different perspective and a different light, and then even be able to go to a breakout session that says, oh no, you can like just take this step. This is the step that you need for where you're at in this business, and truly for the potential, because the first part of the day is going to be super inspiring and so encouraging and helpful, and even some practicals of like, how do we embrace this new world that we're kind of living in? And so it really is for everyone to register, but I would really focus on, Dave, you said it so great. Can you share it again when we were talking earlier about your C's?
You bet. Yeah, I'm going to put the link to the Health and Hope Night in the chat messages. A few people asked about it. And then the link to the...
Together We Rise. Yeah. I think it's in there, but I'll put it again.
Yeah. So I'll have Jen put that in there. So let's talk about the C's. This is just a simple way of kind of reminding yourself of what the process would be to get the most out of an event. So the very first person that you want to get to the event or events is you, right? Is the best you can. Now, if you can't make it because you have prior arrangements, yes, both events are going to be recorded. They'll both be both of them will be streamed on Facebook. So you'll be able to watch the recording immediately. They'll also be available for replay via most likely a Vimeo or a YouTube link within a few days. So yes, everything's going to be recorded, but remember that recorded webinars oftentimes don't get watched. So if you think you're going to watch it, maybe. You think your friends are going to watch it? Probably not. Because there's no sense of urgency. There's something magical about a live event. So first and foremost, I'll just do a quick little screen share and show you something that you can do. When you go to the OptaVia Facebook page, I don't know if you have become a fan of that page, but if you go to the OptaVia Facebook page and you just click on this More button and then select Events, you can click on this Health and Hope link right here. That's the link that I put in the chat. And this is where you can go ahead and click on Going. If you click on Going, then you can click on this link right here and you can send it in Facebook Messenger. Now, you can also copy the link and send it in a text message, or you can send it in an email, but this is the place that you'd like to invite people to come to. Now, again, we like to say is that, you know, brand new coaches typically announce events. Amateur coaches will invite people to events. The professionals, the ones that have an amazing impact and lots of transformation, they promote events. Why? Because they know that leaders are born at events. They know that people do what people do. And when they see thousands of people doing something, they're more likely to overcome their own fear barrier or their own limiting beliefs. So first and foremost, get yourself to the point where you say you're going, and make sure that you go to the Together We Rise Facebook group and get joined into that Facebook group. Those are two important things to get you there. The next thing that I would encourage you to do is to focus on awakening your coaches. And again, you don't have to tell them all the details. Just send them the link and say, hey, I registered for this. I'm going to this event. I just wanted to make sure you knew about it, and I'd love to have you join me. Are you available? Make sure that all of your coaches are awakened. You're obviously your coaches that are growing and going, and the ones that are maybe stuck, and maybe they're just the walkers and the crawlers. And then it's a great opportunity to go back to some of your previous clients and candidate coaches and help them to become reawakened. I don't know if you use OptaVia Share, but if you go into OptaVia Connect, or you can just go directly into OptaVia Share, and there's some great little graphics and emails that are already in this system. Now, I can't go through all the details on how to import your contacts and send out an email. But if you click on this right here, you can open it up to an email. And then you can go ahead and you can make your adjustments and type in, and then you can send out this email to all of your coaches and clients. And this would just be a great way to save the date. There's a great saying in Optavia that says, what's the best event to go to? And the answer is the next event, because the next event is oftentimes the best one for you, because you've learned more, you become more, and now you're achieving more, and now you're able to soak in new information. But there's also a whole bunch of other graphics. There's social media graphics. There's things that you can put in as your timeline cover on Facebook. This graphic right here gives more specific details. And if you just click on the graphic, you should be able to go ahead and save that graphic. These graphics are also available inside of Facebook on Optavia's Facebook page. So these are just some simple tools to help share with your coaches. And then the second C is your clients. This is a great place to help your clients to become awakened, to become integrated. So Jen, if you have struggled with, I know that you haven't, but maybe some of your coaches have struggled with getting them to do the life book and the habits of health. Maybe the 5-in-1 is working so good, they don't need to read books and complete life books, or they don't need to attend webinars. But if you awaken them to say, this webinar, the Health and Hope Night, will really show you how to create lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. Would you like to learn more about how to do that? A 1-hour webinar to learn how to create healthy habits for the rest of their life? That's what a lot of people want to know when you posture it as that's the value of attending the webinar. If you ask them to attend an hour long webinar just to attend a webinar, they're probably not going to do it. You have to transfer some enthusiasm. And Jen, this comes naturally to you in terms of transferring enthusiasm, but what tips could you give a coach that is maybe new to the game of coaching and maybe more shy or maybe introverted? What would be a natural thing that they can do to just smile and invite people to an event?
Yeah, I think that right now the best thing you can do is not decide for other people what they will or won't do, and not get too in your own head about, oh, like all of the thoughts that are actually more about ourselves than offering the care for others. Who doesn't want to be invited? I mean, honestly, I'm always honored to be invited to something. And if my answer is no, then my answer is no. And that's okay. It's not personal. It's not personal. And so I'm seeing a lot in the chat about, you know, for the Wednesday night, the Health and Hope, that yes, we know that it's an hour webinar. The summit is all day. My biggest encouragement for how to invite even to that is just a personal invitation and asking them to come at the beginning. It's free. It's free. If they want to log off, they can log off, and that's okay. But we just want them to come and see. Come and see. And so as it relates to inviting even clients to both events and candidates to both events, I care about you. I think that you're awesome. I love what I do. I would love for you to just explore if maybe there is something here that will help you on your own journey in life, perhaps your own health journey, your own, because we are going to talk about the health journey as well, because that's a big deal. Even at the summit, there will be talk about how to really leverage our own health journey, because that's what we do as coaches. We lead from the front in that. It's so vital. And so if we just simply, like, I mean, honestly, the best thing I know how to do is just be me. So yeah, while I would encourage you to smile, I would encourage you to say it kindly, and I would encourage you to not make a decision for someone. You're just extending an invitation because, hey, you were on my heart. You were actually on my mind. There's this upcoming event that's happening, and I was thinking about you, and I was just curious if you would want to join me. It's really all about how to kind of handle what's happening with us, embrace the obstacles, and perhaps grab hold of an opportunity to create a better life moving forward. Just options, creating some options, be it in your health or in business. I don't know. I'd love for you to come and explore. So the invites to the client and the candidate is, that's kind of what I would do there. And I think with all the others, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. You want to grow, new coach? You want to grow, old coach? It happens at the events. It always happens at the event. What did you say on the last call, David? You said something about what happens at events.
Leaders are born at events.
Leaders are born at events.
That's what I'm talking about, people. So invite yourself to the event. Get yourself registered to both events. Invite your coaches and share with them why you're registering. You don't have to get fancy. Just tell them why you're registering and encourage them to explore it and see if it's a good fit for them. And ask them to participate, because you're participating and there's a reason why you're doing it and why others are doing it. Then invite your clients. Invite clients to become more integrated and by learning more on the Health and Hope Night. Invite them to explore what coaching looks like and to meet Dr. A and Jim Dethmer. Just let them have, they don't have to stay the entire time. It's free. They can just come for whatever sessions that they want and just see if it's a good fit. People are in the looking zone right now. More and more people are being sent home. More and more people are doing homework with their kids. Why not invite them to explore it and then just ask them to give you feedback on it and just expect that they're going to come up with a concern or they're going to come up with a barrier. And that's part of coaching, helping them to overcome the barriers. The third C is candidates. Obviously, make a list of your candidates. You should have an invitation list of all of the C's. The fourth one is connections. If you have candidates, that's fantastic. But sometimes just connections can be really good sounding boards. So inviting them to just come to the Health and Hope Night and just kind of get a listen and then just give you some honest feedback. Who are the top 10 or 20 people that you have no attachment to them signing up on the program or becoming a coach who would be willing to watch something and give you feedback because you have decided to launch a health and lifestyle coaching business and you are looking for them to give you some feedback on what it is that you're doing and how you can do it better? People are willing to do that. And once you get them to listen to the Health and Hope Night and get a chance to experience thousands of people talking about their progress and not arguing about politics and who won which state and who's going to go for whatever election, people don't want to hear about that crap. Get them invited into this participating opportunity and then just follow up with them. Make sure that you follow up on your invitations. Don't just say it and spray it and then pray that people show up. That's not going to work. You know that, Jen. I mean, we've done that before. We've tried to do it the easy way, send out a blind carbon copy email to everybody on our address book and nobody responds and nobody shows up. Hey, don't do that. Be focused on the people that you think would benefit from attending and benefiting from listening to these events and give them an authentic invitation and follow up to see if they can participate or if they'd like to access the recording.
Yes. One thing I can guarantee that both events are going to be like a breath of fresh air for people. It'll be positive, it'll be encouraging, it'll be inspiring, and honestly, it'll give some practical next steps for them to predictably transform inside out. So, David?
If you guys can attend and you don't like it, it is 100% money back guarantee.
Both of them.
Both of them, 100%. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Jen. You're amazing at this. We are so excited to do this again. Me and you, we got to do another one soon.
Okay, we're on.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hey, if you like this, go tell your coaches to watch the recording. Talk to you later.